Hey guys!
Hi everyone!
You're listening to our
big
epic
adventure!
And today, well, it's spring break.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody is enjoying their spring break, or if you still have spring break coming up, I hope that you have great, amazing plans for it. And also, if you did it last week, I hope you had so much fun. But this week, we just have some updates to give you and some crazy story times. And I'm really excited for one of them because it killed me dead on the ground.
Literally.
And the first thing I have to say is I got sick again.
No.
But it wasn't vomit apocalypse. It was bronchitocopalypse. I don't
it's
even
terrible.
Know if you can hear in my voice, it's a little bit crunchy, and it was so rough. I didn't work at non-disclosed work location for a whole weekend, and that was the first time I didn't work a weekend in
a long time.
Like July.
You not working this weekend?
Just
Saturday.
Just Saturday. But I am working.
Claro.
But I am recovering.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, they put me on prednisone again. If there's one thing the health center is going to do, it's going to put you on prednisone. And when
does that even do?
Well, it's like a steroid to like stop your body from reacting to the illness. So like it takes away your sore throat because your body's like, oh, there's actually no illness. So it like turns it off kind of.
But what if there is an illness?
Right. Well, that's the thing. Like, all my tests were negative. So, like, if it was a cold, that it's fine. But, like, it could have been something where I took the prednisone and then it got worse because my body wasn't reacting to it anymore. Because, like, with viruses, you just have to wait for it to go away.
Yeah.
But, like, with bacterial infections.
I hate when you go in with a virus and then they laugh in your face and are like,
I know. There's nothing we can
there's
do.
Nothing we
there's
can
nothing
do.
We can
do.
It's so frustrating. How is there nothing? We have been alive on this earth for millions of years. How is there nothing we can do for a cold or a virus of that kind?
Like, come on.
Seriously.
The
like,
technology
I mean, even
should
with
be
COVID,
this advanced.
They were COVID's a virus, and they were able to, like, make some, like, the clone antibody medication that you take, like, right away as soon as you get it. So I'm like, come on.
Okay.
Like, take my
blood.
I don't care. Take
virus.
My blood. I just don't want to have this cold anymore. Please.
Yes. I hate my blood getting drawn.
I've never had it done.
Really?
I'm scared so bad of it.
I had E. coli when I was 5. And I had
what?
To get...
what?
Like, bad. And my kidneys failed and shit. And it happened
what?
To me and Sean. It was
oh
terrible.
Oh, my God. Do you know from what?
No, we don't know what from.
That's insane.
But my mom thinks it's from, like, lettuce or something.
Yeah, maybe. That's
but now
literally
I'm
crazy.
Working at this undisclosed work location that has had an E. coli breakout before. So I'm like, eee.
You're triggered. Wait, are you, like, immune to
it? I think I'm immune now. Yeah.
I'm not sure how that works because it's bacteria.
I'm not sure how that works either, but I can't have ibuprofen because it goes to your kidneys. And my kidneys failed, so.
Oh my God, I live on ibuprofen.
Yeah.
I
can only have
them.
Tylenol because
oh
it goes
God.
To your liver. But I had to get like 4 blood transfusions and shit. And
that's
so like
crazy.
They had to draw my blood like every second of the day to get like tests and shit. So now I'm like, don't draw
that's
my
really
blood.
That's
yeah, I think I have a little bit of PTSD from
I'm
that.
Sure. What the hell?
It was scary.
You're like, that's like a Victorian children type.
I swear. Oh it was terrible. And one time I had to go get...
I am surprised every day with Chloe's story, seriously.
One time I had to go get my blood drawn, like, after I was fine. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. But, like, months after, I had to, like, keep going back to get my blood drawn to make sure I was okay still. And I was at preschool, and my mom was like, hey, Chloe, I'm taking you to the zoo. Turns out I was going to the fucking hospital.
I'm dead.
Don't piss me off.
I'm literally dead. Why would it? Like, that would make it so much worse.
I know.
If you thought you were going to the zoo and you're getting your blood drawn.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Why would
God.
She tell
Did
me
she
that?
Did she at least give you, like, ice cream or something
no.
after?
No.
I'm dead.
Terrible.
I'm literally dead.
It was
Trisha.
So bad. I know. It's
oh my
terrible.
Goodness. That is hilarious.
But she would do that. Come on.
Come on. Like, come on.
Yeah. That's
so
like
funny.
All I remember. Well, I remember a couple other things. You want to know what they are? No. I don't know if you want to move on to a different subject.
Of your E. coli?
Yeah.
What do you remember?
I remember having to get my blood drawn all the time. I remember having to learn how to walk again.
Whoa.
It was crazy. Like, I was five, so.
Right.
Like,
you had just learned to walk, like, yeah, 2 years
like
ago.
Like, a couple years ago. But I had to, like, do these, sit in these walker things and, like, try and, like, walk around the hallway and shit with my, like, thing that I was connected to that was giving me fluids and shit. And, like, walk.
Oh, the IV?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
What the hell? Why have I never heard about this?
I don't know. Sometimes I don't like to bring it up because I feel like people think, like, I don't know.
You're like,
but it's a crazy-ass story, so yeah, I like to tell it, but, like, I don't know. I feel like people are weird about it.
The only thing I had as a child was caffeine withdrawal because my mom couldn't stop drinking coffee.
Oh.
So I think that's why I have such a bad reaction to it to this day. Because
when you're in the womb?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And
are you supposed to stop drinking coffee?
Mm-hmm. Because your kid will get addicted to the caffeine.
Come on.
And then you're obviously not going to give your baby coffee.
Yeah.
And but now whenever I can't even drink a can of pop before bed or like at least a few hours before because I can't sleep.
That's terrible.
And I also get like heart palpitations really fast if I have like an energy drink.
Oh,
and
shit.
So there was this week that I kept drinking like Celsius because I would go to work and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been working so much, I just need to like have some energy.
Right.
And I would drink Celsius like every single day. And I, like, almost passed out,
oh,
died. Like, I had to go sit in the fridge and, like, just sit there. I was like, oh, my God, I can't pass out
terrible.
And die in the fridge. But, like, that's nowhere near as worth as E. coli, kidney failure.
Well, no, that's terrible, too. Come on.
Heart
palpitations, it's crazy.
come on. Anyway, enough of our childhood trauma stories. why are we so prone to illness?
I don't know. It's probably because we're both ginger.
True.
Well, I don't think I'm ginger, but a lot of people say
I'm probably,
so it's fine.
You might, like, I feel like you're ginger enough. Like,
yeah.
Ginger predisposed.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone just thinks I'm ginger because I have freckles and, like, features. Mm-hmm. But I can sense some strawberry blonde.
I do.
Moment.
I see it a little bit. Well, my sister is strawberry blonde, and hers got more strawberry blonde as she has gotten older.
Mm.
So
yeah,
maybe.
Mine used to be like platinum, like blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
so
illnesses are crazy.
Yes. Well, it's funny because before this year, I like hadn't gotten sick in a long time. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've been doing so good. I haven't gotten sick. And then this year hits and it's like, boom, boom, boom.
again,
I shouldn't have said
again,
anything.
And again.
I shouldn't have said a single thing
about
it.
It's all different things. It's terrible.
Oh my gosh, speaking about babies, my sister had her baby.
Congrats.
And he unfortunately was born a day before my birthday or a few days before my 3 days before my birthday.
Mm.
And we got beef with him now because he's taking control of March.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a chunk.
What's his name again?
Leo.
Leo! So cute!
Which, I mean, my sister Maddie's not too much into astrology, but I do think it's kind of ironic that she named her baby Leo, and he was almost a Leo rising. Like,
oh shit,
very, very close to being Leo rising. And I was like, if she would have waited like 20 more minutes probably or to an hour to have that baby, it would have been a Leo.
Crazy.
And but he's a Cancer rising, which is interesting because my sister's also a Cancer rising. So they've got some,
we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, the tea is going to be brewing between them, I think.
I would say so.
But he's healthy and well and amazing.
And so cute.
I now have six.
Oh.
Nibblings. And
nibblings is crazy.
Well, I mean, I feel like there has to be a word to combine nieces and nephews. Where is that word?
Nibblings.
And the only thing I could find when I looked up was nibblings, and it's like a fan-made word, kind of.
I feel like that's the perfect word.
Yeah.
So, guys, start saying that. Because
it's nieces, nephews. of your siblings, those nibblings.
Yeah. It makes sense to me.
Let us know what you think of the word nibbling, and we'll get back to you on that. Also, we tried Lego Fortnite Obby, and it was crazy. Literally,
it was.
I got so drawn in. It's like an obstacle course, like parkour a little, but much more intense and crazy, I feel.
And I did terrible.
I felt really bad.
I did like, wait, me and Mark played in, I was a little drunk. Oh. But I had to fucking, I was trying so hard and I could not do it at all. I kept trying to speed run it, but you can't speed run.
You got to go step by step. Well, once you get the hang of it, then you're able, like at the beginning, you can kind of speed run it. But once you get towards the end, you have to slow down. Mm-hmm. And I had a little bit of an advantage because I had played that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I had more time to adapt, and you didn't.
Well, I have to be honest. The next day, we played with some of our friends. Mm-hmm. Still did terrible. But at least I got it to the third section.
Yeah. Well, and it's just so, like, hearing your friends scream, like, damn it! While you're, like, way ahead is kind of satisfying, not gonna lie.
Oh, wow. Are you praying on my downfall? Downfall?
At the beginning and still now, I do hope that you can get the hang of it because...
Thank you.
I want it to be a real competition.
Dude, I was trying to play gun game yesterday and I couldn't figure out... Because I wanted to get better at shooting and that's what you said helped you. So I was like, yeah, okay, it really helped me. Then I kept trying to do it and it kept being a private lobby.
So you were in there by yourself?
Yes. I literally spent probably 30 minutes trying to change it to public and I don't know how to do it. So you're going to have to tell me how to do it.
I'm literally dead.
Because I like saw where you, like if you press the up arrow thing and then it says like public or private and then it says like fill or no fill. None of my buttons were working to change those.
Awkward. So, I'm so done. You like joined and you're like running around the lobby trying to find someone. There's nobody there.
Well, it took me like 2 seconds to realize I was alone. So don't even play with me.
I'm sorry. Well, Marky Nation gun etiquette course is actually gun game because you go through every single gun pretty much in the game and you get the feel for it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you like, and you're able to figure out how to like aim with all of them, and then once you get into a real Fortnite battle royale, you're ready to go.
Locked.
Mm-hmm. You can clutch up real fast. And well, it definitely depends on the game for me. I don't always clutch up like crazy, but do feel like I have days where I just eat so good, and
it just goes down in history.
I need to get the webcam with my birthday money.
Sí, claro.
Because
I was trying to look into it and
it's a little, I don't know how I'm going to set it up because
I didn't know which one to get, and then I was like, well, because I thought about getting it for your birthday.
It's kind of expensive.
I know, and then I was like looking at it and I was like,
yeah.
Well, it's a thought. It's a thought.
Actually. Well, okay, so now we're done with Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
And which we're never done with Fortnite, truly.
No, it's always there.
I think you need to explain your family tradition.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Survivor?
Like clips of that's it. Fair. That's I've seen fair. The clip of the guy. What happened? He like outed someone for being
trans. Oh my God, that
show.
Was terrible.
And every time I see that clip, I'm like, I don't even know if I want to watch it. People are get that nasty. God.
No. It's not like that. That's the only time something like that has happened. But he was like, see, you can't trust him. He didn't tell anyone that he was trans. I'm like, what? That has nothing to do if you can trust him or not, you weirdo.
And it's also irrelevant to the show.
Literally, it's just irrelevant. It's part of who he is. And like, you don't have to explain that.
Yeah. That was just insane when I saw
that. It was pissifying.
It's pissifying.
Well, So when my parents were together, we used to watch it like all the time when I was little with my grandma too. And it was always so fun. It was that in American Idol.
Oh, American Idol went crazy.
American Idol went crazy. But so a couple, I think I was like probably in eighth grade or something. I started watching them. Like, I would watch it in my basement alone every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. I'd watch the episode. And then later, my mom started joining me with it. So then we'd be like, probably like by the end of high school, probably. And then my boyfriend would come at the time. He would come and watch with us. And then we figured out that Mitch and Sydney, my cousins, watch it by themselves at their house. So we're like, oh my god,
so you guys
just come on over. Just come on over. So ever since then, probably about like 3 or 4 years ago, all my siblings and Mitch and Sydney come over for, and their significant others or whatever, come over for dinner on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. and we all sit there and watch Survivor.
Oh my gosh.
And it's so fucking fun.
I feel like
favorite time of the week.
The only show that I've ever done that with my family with is maybe America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
I think.
Right.
But we never had cable. So we didn't have ABC.
No, it's fucking foul.
The only thing that we had was like Fox.
Well, my mom just got YouTube TV. And that has channels on it. So we watch it on there and we can like rewind it and shit if we like don't start it on time or something. But what was I gonna say? I feel like now is not really more like about the show, it's more about like the actually being able to see my family.
Oh, that is so sweet.
So it's like, it's literally my favorite time ever, and I love them so much. And it's so sad when there's no season going on because we're always like,
oh, yeah, because it's like, so what now?
Yeah, so we like didn't meet at all, and it started 2 weeks ago, this new season. Oh, so yeah, we've been doing it now for 2 weeks.
So what about the two-hour-long special?
I don't know what's going on. The first episode was a two-hour special, and then this last episode was a two-hour special. So I don't know if...
They're just trying to get it out. They're like,
I literally don't know what's going on. It was a really good episode, though.
So, was there any tea?
There was drama.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if people watch it, like, after. Do y'all watch Survivor? We don't want to spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it.
Do people get sent home every episode?
Yeah. So it starts with, I think it's 18 people or 18 people, and they're in two tribes. Or this season it started with three. Sometimes it starts with two, sometimes it starts with three. But recently it's been three, and there's six people in each tribe, and then they compete in like a little competition thing. Challenge is what it's called. And they see who wins, and then whoever, the two teams that win, like first and second place, they get immunity for the for the night. And then the last tribe goes to the tribal council. And they have to talk amongst themselves and then choose someone to vote off. But they individually vote, so sometimes there's blind sides.
That
and
would
shit.
Just make me sick to my stomach. That reminds me of the episode of Jimmy Neutron. When they're that one, like, the brain people, the brain aliens that are, like, floating brains.
I don't remember.
I feel like
I don't know if I watched
that
show.
Maybe
that
wasn't the same episode. I binged that show like crazy.
I love that.
I literally would watch that show like crazy. But
yeah,
that's the only Survivor-esque show I've seen. So,
well, I fully think if I got on the show, I'd win. There's no chance.
And you auditioned.
And I auditioned. Mm-hmm. Jude, my brother, and I went to Put-in Bay, Ohio, the island, for the day. And we stood in line for like 4 hours. And we auditioned for the show. And they were like, I didn't know what it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like a room of people or something. Mm-hmm. But it was literally like, they were like, all right, here's a camera, here's a microphone, you have 90 seconds, tell me why you want to be on Survivor.
What'd you say?
I blacked out.
Fuck if I know.
I literally don't know.
What if, you know, it'd be so funny if it wasn't even the people who make Survivor. It's just some random people who said it was.
Just like
and
random.
Just like taking videos of people.
Dude, yeah.
Well, I hope not, because you need to get on that show.
That's what I'm seeing.
I feel like that would be the craziest season of all time.
If truly. I was on it.
Because the whole town would be rooting.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be rooting.
I'm telling you, I'd win.
Oh my God. I guarantee if they ever found out about your E. coli story, they would use that as your sob story. Like, you know how shows have those, like, they try to, like, hit it where
they
it hurts.
They show, like, pictures, the slideshow on the screen of, like, whenever they're sick or, like whenever they're going through.
My kidney shut down and I had my...
And it's my destiny to be on this show.
About going to the zoo, and it wasn't.
Honestly, I think I would. I think I would get one.
I guarantee.
And when I was in the line, so we were in the line with a bunch of other Survivor watchers, mm-hmm. so we all knew what we were talking about. I can never talk to Survivor with people because they never know what I'm talking about. They don't watch the show. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when I was in the line, we were talking about the past season, and this one guy, just for the fun of it, wanted to climb this like boulder, and he fell off of it and dislocated his shoulder.
Oh my God.
And then like eventually he like had to quit the show because the pain was so bad.
Yeah. Wait, they didn't have medical staff?
They did, but like he can like choose to stay or leave. Like they told him that it was dislocated and they gave him like a sling, but they didn't like...
They didn't set it? What the hell?
I mean, they did, but it still like hurt.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
And they're obviously not going to give you medication.
Yeah. And because that's unfair. And he did that to himself. So that whole time, we were talking mad shit about this guy. We were like, why the fuck would he go up there and just, like,
climb?
He knew it would be dangerous. Why would he waste the $1 million prize that he could get? Mm-hmm. And then, next thing I know, 30 minutes later, he was walking down the line saying hi to everyone.
He was there?
He was there. I'll send a picture and we can post it.
Dead.
But I took a picture with him.
I literally... I was like, and you're just talking.
How's your shoulder?
Help me. I'm literally dead.
Terrible.
Imagine if he heard you.
I know.
That would have been
I would have felt so bad. Oh, but he's probably heard it all.
Like, I'm going to pass out. Like, that. My heart just started racing.
I know. It was terrible.
Oh, my God.
I hated it. But, like, it was cool seeing him, but it was just, like, the weirdest thing ever. And he was like, well, I go to, like, a bunch of, like, open casting calls and just say hi to people.
That's great.
And I was
they
like,
don't
okay.
invite him?
No.
He just goes?
He just flew there.
I did. Well, I mean, maybe he has, like, brand deals now that he can pay for all that. Because
I don't know. He didn't get to, like, the final. He didn't even get to the merge.
Oh.
The merge
well, maybe
is...
he makes enough off his Instagram. You know, like...
Maybe. He has, like, a travel account with his husband.
Mm,
and it's cute.
It would be a gay man doing that. Don't piss me off.
He was cute and nice, IRL. But I was like, are you being fucking serious?
But he's a little pissifying on the show.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And he didn't even make it to the merge. Like,
imagine how embarrassing is that for your husband? To say, oh yeah, my husband was on Survivor, but he was so stupid and fell off a rock and dislocated his shoulder.
Like, come on.
Oh my God. Divorce.
Divorce. So, and you know what's fun? The merge is like when the two tribes come together, when mm-hmm. they're like smaller.
Yeah.
When they get to 12 people left, they merge together. And then it's individual immunity, so they're all competing against each other.
Mm.
And then... if you get voted out, then you're on the, like, the jury.
Which, oh, yeah, and you have a chance for redemption, right? Isn't that a thing?
That's sometimes a thing.
Okay.
Sometimes you get, like, sent to an island and you can compete to get back on the show. Mm-hmm. But if you go to jury, then once the jury gets big enough and there's three people left, the jury votes for the winner. So, like, the people you voted off, the people you made beef with... are the people voting for you to win.
That's
so if they
so
really don't
awkward.
Like you, they won't
oh my God.
Make you win. So you have to, like,
that's
make sure
crazy.
You're not, like, too brutal.
Yeah, seriously.
Or they'll hate you. So it's like...
oh, I could definitely win.
I think you could, too.
I don't make too many enemies, I feel like, so...
yeah. I feel like I'd just be bad at lying. No.
They should do like a team. I would be fine. They should do like a double edition, like where two people can win.
Yes.
And then in like pairs. On, and then we gag everyone.
We gag everyone.
Destroy. That would be great. I mean, I don't know about the games.
Yeah.
But I could work a little around the social aspect. You would do good at the games.
The games are like, there's like puzzles and there's like physical stuff. I think
it's not like anything crazy like climbing a tree.
No.
I don't think I could do it.
No, it's like an obstacle course kind of like when you go through.
Oh my sometimes. God. Lego Abby. I've had so much training. I'm trained. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
But I love that show and I tell everyone I love it.
And
I want Jeff Probst to marry me. That.
Is that the host? I'm dead.
He's so cute, but he's like 65 or something.
Oh my god.
He's old, but he looks
nice. Has he been the host for this for every season?
Let me show you a photo.
Of all time.
Yes. And he's like the producer and shit. Sorry, you give me a moment. Yeah.
Come on, Chloe.
No, he's so cute. Come on. Like, look at him.
I'm dead. He kind of looks a little, he's kind of giving
like,
Tom
look
Cruise
at him smiling. Look at his dimples. Come on.
Girl, back up.
He's my first crush, probably.
I'm dead. I can't. I was not expecting him to look like that.
What were you expecting him to look like?
I don't know, like, that guy off Jeopardy. Like,
with gray hair?
But you said he's 65.
Yes, but he's up with the times.
Apparently, with that Botox, too.
It's getting a little out of hand, but that's fine.
Embrace your wrinkles, Jeff Probst.
I think he got his dimples done too, because he has dimples. Fat removal? I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Let's have him on Survivor. See how he does against everybody else.
I bet he'd do amazing.
That would be crazy.
But he always stirs up the drama.
Do they have Celebrity Survivor?
No, but they've had some celebrities on it. They've had like some like athletes and some like.
Well, I mean, I feel like the point of Survivor is to like a normal person being on it
and winning $1 million. Yeah. Dude, this one lady on this season was like, if I won, like the money wouldn't change my life. Like, I think I would be fine without it. I was like. So that means you're already making millions of dollars. Why are you on the show?
And that also pisses off everybody else around you.
I know. Why would you say that out loud? Fucking idiot. Someone's going to vote you off just because of that, you idiot.
Oh, my God. Pissifying. Absolutely pissifying.
Some people, if they're like a lawyer or something. I'm sorry. I'm talking about this for so long.
No, it's okay.
But sometimes if people are like if someone's a lawyer, they will like lie and tell them that they're just like a teacher or something.
Seriously?
So that people don't know that they're good at like.
Oh my god.
Stating their case and like lying and shit.
That pisses me off.
I know.
Why are you on Survivor if you already got $1,000,000? That's
questions
all I've got to say about
we
that.
Have. Questions we have.
But you guys need to make some noise about Chloe being on Survivor because
need
her to be on.
Let's start a petition.
Make some noise. Oh my god, imagine you shout out Mark and Chloe's Big Epic Survivor Challenge.
Go Wait. Crazy.
So
we could have Jeff on the pod if I win. After.
Y'all keep up. Keep up with this.
Please.
We'll give you updates.
I have three goals in life. Two, actually. No, three. Okay. One, first, be happy. Second, be on Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Third, buy an RV.
I'm dead.
That's my three goals.
Three goals. Love, money, party. That's y'all heard Bangers? Miley Cyrus?
Oh.
That album kind of goes a little crazy.
No, I thought it was crazy, so I didn't listen.
I'm dead! So, before we get to Chloe's crazy story, I want to say I dreamt last night that I was in this room with... I mean, I guess I knew these people maybe, but for some reason it felt like they were like my roommates or something. And two of them had cats, and I went to, like, or maybe one of the girls that was in the room, like, made me mad, and I said something, but then the cat, like, caught sight of me, like, it thought that I was, like, hurting this girl, and I'm like, oh, no, this cat is about to go crazy on me.
Right.
Because the cat was possessive. And,
of the girl?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. Because I've had dreams where cats have attacked me before. Mm-hmm. So I kind of, like, anticipated the cat to attack me. And I am a little bit scared of cats just for the fact that some of them can be so, like, irrational. Like, they can just go crazy on you.
Yeah.
And, like, just their little claws, like, scraping me up is so scary. And I'm like, what if they, like, dig into my... I don't know. It's just scary. No. Like, but, well, like...
I honestly was scared, too, before I had a cat.
I've never actually been attacked by a cat. So I have, like, no... Like, and I've been... Every other cat that I've been around has been totally cute and fun and amazing.
Right.
So, but shout out to cats for being that. But in my dreams...
The way you have a cat on
I'm
your
literally
shirt.
Wearing a cat that says, too much. Too much! So, this cat looks at me, and then it gets this crazy look on its face. And then it just starts going in on me, like, scraping on me. And I'm like, I had a long sleeve shirt on, thank God. So, it was, like, on the shirt. And I was like, guys, this cat is attacking me. This cat is literally biting me, scratching me, and going crazy and screaming. And everybody else in the room was like, I don't care. I don't give a... And I'm, like, being attacked by this cat. And I'm also, like, allergic to cats, by the way. Mm. So, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, no, my skin's going to poof up like a balloon.
No.
And so I'm getting attacked by this cat. And I eventually just, like, throw it off of me. And this girl gets so pissed off.
For throwing
her cat. And I'm like, get control of your damn cat. It's literally attacking me. But I feel like, when I... Because I've looked up meanings of cat attacks before, and I'm almost positive it's, like, fear of lack of control. And I definitely feel that a little bit because lately thinking about what I'm going to do after college, I'm like, I have no control over my life at all. It's pissifying, too. Mm-hmm. Horrifying and pissifying.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'd say that for sure.
So if you ever have a cat attack in your dream, let me know because I can relate.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other cat attack dream that I've had was a mother cat attacking me because it thought that I was hurting her baby. Yeah.
I wonder what that's about.
I know. I'm not sure. But
that's interesting.
But yeah, I do still love cats. I don't hold anything against them for what they do to me in my dreams.
Conan Gray said something about, like, people who don't like cats are just mad because you can't control them.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. It's very true because
dogs will do anything you tell them to with the treat.
If you yell at them enough. Yeah. But a cat will just get more angry.
A cat will say, fuck you, and hiss at you and swat at you and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the joy I get from, like, when a cat actually loves me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I know.
Like, I'm cat sitting my friend's cats. Shout out Mandy if you're listening. I don't know if she listens to this pod. But, like, I went over to her house. She has an automatic feeder and an automatic water. Mm-hmm. So she just wanted me to go over there and, like, sit with them for a little bit. So I stayed there for like 2 hours, and by the end I was laying on my stomach on the couch, and one of the cats came up and laid on my back. And I was like, because like they weren't really like, because they didn't know who I was, so they weren't like lovey on me, but then he laid on my back and I was like, wow,
I love that feeling.
This is everything.
Because like acceptance.
Yes,
truly. Yes,
and I am enough for them.
Truly.
So,
and now it's time for Chloe's crazy ass shot story.
It's terrible.
When I heard this story the first time, I could not stop crying. I genuinely was crying and I fell on the floor because it was not what I expected at all.
I am very vulnerable sharing this story.
So please listen with grace.
I told myself I would never tell anyone this story. But here I am months later. I've grown from it.
So I'm just going to pass over the mic to you.
Well, you have to add in some reactions and shit. Of course. No one wants to hear my voice.
Come on.
Anyway, so let me set the tone. It was me and my friend Kat. Shout out, Kat. Love you so much. We were like, oh, let's have a rec party in the summer, because there's only like a small group of people who like work during the summer. So we were like, oh, let's get everyone over. There was probably like 8 people that actually showed. And oh my gosh. So I was already nervous because I'm not like that close with them. I'm close with Kat, but like not really like the other people that I work with. Like, I'm friends with them, mm-hmm. obviously. But like,
I mean, this was also like months ago. Before you really knew them that well. Well, true. I don't know how long you worked at the rec before then, but
I've worked at the rec for 3 years.
Damn.
So like, I didn't know them, but like, we only ever hang out at rec parties or at the rec center working. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, let's drink a little before they show up. So I drank probably like 2 red, white, and berry Smirnoff ices. Then they showed up, drinking. I end up drinking 8 Smirnoff ices and shotgunning a beer before we go to the bars.
See, when you said this the first time, you just said 8 drinks. You didn't specify what. And so now I'm like, oh my God.
It's terrible. So I was already feeling it. Then we went to Tiki, which is the bar in Liquid that is open during the summers. And I think I had one of like the slushies in there, or like part of one, and a shot in there. Then we left. I was like feeling okay. It was like chill, but like I was like, okay, I'm drunk. And then we went to Brat House, and apparently I texted Kat and was like, I feel like I'm going to pass out. I don't remember texting that at all. I do not remember texting that. I was like, no, this is terrible. So then I went to the bathroom. I was like, okay, Chloe, you need to lock in right now. Come on. You're chill. Came back out of the bathroom. Some of the people that work at the rec showed up and were like, hey, I got us all a round of a shot. I was like, oh my God. I was like, okay, yes, thank you. Then I took the shot, but Kat next to me acted like she took the shot and gave it to someone else, which I should have done, mm-hmm. but I didn't know. Which, to do that.
Honestly, I feel like someone should have noticed and cut you off before maybe. This.
Like, but they also don't know me that well. Right, yeah, so, yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't expect them to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, then I took the shot. I threw up. It just started coming out my mouth. It didn't, like, shoot
projectile.
Yeah, it just like came down on my chest. Oh my God, this is a terrible story. I'm sorry everyone. Oh my God,
why are we always talking about puke?
It's terrible. I hate vomit so
Me too,
much
I do.
I hate it. And well, I have this thing where whenever I'm like anxious too, like recently, like, I think after I, like, after my breakup, I, like, had really bad anxiety after that. And my stomach would just, like, anytime I was anxious, I felt like I was going to throw up.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I was already in that situation where I didn't know them that well. So I threw up on myself at the table.
Did
I was like, I was looking around. I was looking around.
I can just imagine you puking and then you're like,
I like had my hand over my mouth and I was like, and my friend Bailey was like, Chloe, go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. I was like, okay. Then I got up with the puke on my chest. I got up, started walking to the bathroom. At this point, I couldn't really see. So I was like walking, but like, I don't know how fast I was walking. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I couldn't perceive anything. And then some lady, I was about to get to the bathroom. I was about to turn into the bathroom. A lady came out of the bathroom right when I was about to turn in there. And I had my hand over my mouth. And I projectile vomited through my hand onto her like face and chest. Oh my god. What I tell you, that was the most terrible thing that's ever happened to me and her probably ever.
In my whole life, I'm dead. You just like changed the trajectory of her life.
I know. So then we were both in the bathroom. I was vomiting in the sink. She was like hyperventilating, crying. No, I was vomiting in the toilet. She was hyperventilating, crying, trying to get the vomit off of her. And I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. I'm so sorry. Then they were like, Chloe, it's okay. Calm down. It's okay. And then someone got her a Brathouse shirt for her to change into. I don't know how she got it. I don't know if anyone paid for it. So if you did, call me or something or text me and tell me to pay you back, because that's terrible, because those are expensive. And then I was crying because I had vomit all over me also. So then I was like, guys, but all my friends were waiting outside the bathroom to make sure I was okay when I came out. And then Kat, I know, I was like, thank you guys, that was kind. And then Kat was like, Chloe, we're going home.
Go, move.
Literally. And then I was like, bye, guys. I'm so sorry. And then she was like, Chloe, just keep walking forward. Just keep walking. I was hyperventilating, crying the way home.
I'm dead.
And then I took a shower at her house, and she gave me some clothes to wear. And it was kind.
That is so sweet.
But then I woke up the next day. I was like, oh my god, we should post the picture. I have a picture of me after it happened, when at her house. It was a selfie, and it was like, guys, you will not believe what just happened. And I said it in my family group chat with like my sibling, not my parents, siblings and Mitch and Sydney. And they were like, what happened? I didn't send anything else in the chat. I woke up the next day to like those messages, and they were like, what happened? I was like, guys, I vomited all over this lady.
I was so, oh my god.
It was terrible.
How do you move on from
that? I know, but 2 days later, I was going to Spain for 2 weeks.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I was like, guys,
you got away.
Hopefully you don't remember by the time I get home, because damn, that's terrible. Yeah. So now I can't take shots. I will gag and maybe vomit.
Yeah.
So that's one thing about me.
Because I was trying to get Chloe to take a shot with me, and she's like, no, I don't do one. And I was like, I've always.
If I'm like already drunk, kind of, then I will. But I only had one twisted tea when I was with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what was the shot?
homebrewed moonshine.
Yeah, I am not taking a shot of that. Come on. But I also just shotgunned a Twisted Tea, so I was like, I already felt like I was going to throw up from that specifically. So anyway, yeah, that's my story.
I just think it's so insane.
Hopefully you guys learn from that. Listen to your body. And
the thing, if I was in that situation, I would have never made it out of the bathroom the first time. Because when I start getting dizzy, I get so in my head about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it happened to me in Ireland. And, like, because someone offered me a drunk cig.
Of course.
And I had already drank before that. And then I started, like, feeling, like, Nick sick and dizzy at the same time. And I was just in the bathroom on the toilet, like, with my head against the cold tile. Like, please, please, please. But the cold tile feels
so nice.
Yeah. And I was, like, I, like, took my coat off. I was, like, putting my hands on the floor to, like, cool them down. Because I was, like, I'm not going to throw up here. And I didn't.
Oh, good.
And I didn't.
Good.
When I don't want to throw up, I won't. Period.
Nope.
But
vomit will come out my mouth.
But I was in there for like an hour. And when I came out of the bathroom, everybody was like, Mark, trivia ended like 20 minutes ago. The whole bar was empty.
Oh my God.
And my friends were waiting for me and they were like, Mark, what the hell were you doing in the bathroom? And I was like, guys, I'm sorry. And then we got McDonald's.
Did it help? Or were you feeling okay by the time
you
left?
Ireland's McDonald's is the best McDonald's I've ever eaten in my whole life. Oh my God.
I'm telling you.
We need to go.
I only got the Spain McDonald's once when I was 12. And I don't remember.
Yeah.
But every time I go now, I'm always like, can we get the McDonald's? And my mom's like, no.
What?
Yes. Because she already hates McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Here. And she's like, well, don't you want to have some Spain food?
Well, McDonald's main food.
I know, but like, I also want to try it.
Yeah,
like, I also want to compare.
I literally love trying different things. Mm. Like, that's my favorite. One of my favorite things ever is trying different foods because I'm like, how different really could this taste from what I've had before?
Right.
And so yeah.
Sí, claro.
So I don't know if the next episode we may be talking about puke again. I have no.
I don't know why that always comes up.
It always does. We are always puking.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to see a gastroenterologist.
Well, maybe. And also, when my anxiety started getting bad like that, like, before school started this year, the fall semester, I threw up the night before and the morning of because I was just so anxious.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, what's happening? So then I got my anxiety medicine upped. Also, have not been taking that. Please, sorry if you're listening, and don't yell at me.
I'm dead.
But I need to.
Ay, ay, ay. Well,
but you're not supposed to drink on it, and I've been drinking this. I mean, I'm going to be drinking this whole weekend, so.
Yeah.
Probably for the better.
Yeah. Well,
what?
We have to try our hardest not to vomit.
Oh.
We can't. We won't,
be
talking about vomit on next Thursday.
I've only vomited once since that time, I believe. From drinking. I think. That's been memorable. Is that repeating? Parisa! 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 That's my new saying.
Whenever you say that, I'm picturing like this Italian man going to Paris for the first time, and he's like,
I'm picturing myself in as a Mario character, like Super Mario Bros. Character, and then like that's what I say.
Like when you jump up and hit a box, you're like, Parisa!
Yeah,
I'm dead.
Parisa! Wahoo!
Wahoo!
That was good.
That kind of sounded like Yoshi.
That did. Cindy is really good at making the Yoshi sound when he, like, puts his tongue out to get a beer. Yes.
Yeah.
She's so good at it. I'm telling you.
I used to be obsessed with doing that. I used to do it all the time. Literally, when I was at Ohio State, my friends were like, Mark, please stop with the Yoshi show. But anyway, I think that's all we have for today. And I hope you guys have an amazing spring break. I hope we come back to school and our professors are like, actually, we're done.
Yeah.
We're not doing anything else. And then they give us a check for $1 million.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you want to be on the pod and talk about something you're passionate about, come on in. Mm-hmm. Just text us.
Let us know. DM. We'll try to set up a time.
We have the next couple booked, but let us know. Mm-hmm.
I know we haven't had a guest in two episodes, so
it's foul. Hopefully, but you guys don't think we're falling off. We're not.
Of course not. We're not. Of course. But also, the next two are gonna be kind of eat.
Mm-hmm. And, I'd say so too.
And, well, actually, the next four.
Yeah, probably.
Oh my goodness, you guys are gonna be so excited for these. Yeah. So that's all we had for today.
Barisa.